Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton as we're winding down here at Oracle Open World 2013. Stone, quite a day.
This has been a fantastic 3 days, and today has been wonderful, just like the first two. And, you know, we saved this last segment for someone who has come a fairly good way to visit with us. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Srikant Krishnan.
That's right.
Didn't I do great on that?
You did great.
He's with a little company called Oracle.
Oh, yes. I've heard of that.
And he has a few ideas to share with us. How has it been so far?
It's been great. It's been a wonderful session. I know with EBS, we have the long-waiting pending announcement of 12.2.
Right.
That's been really great among our customers.
And the customers, I'm sure, have really, it's been well-received.
Right. And we had a lot of announcements to make, you know, the new additions on Indica, continuing investment. Our mobile application for expenses, the Fusion application for expenses,
right.
And the one which I want to talk to you about, Oats, and how EBS is providing content for people to leverage Oats to test EBS applications.
Now, can you share a little bit about that?
Sure.
Did you make the announcement regarding the testing?
Cliff actually did that as part of the keynote. So just to give a quick background for those who may not be familiar, Oracle has a product called ODES. For short, it's Oracle Application Testing Suite, which basically contains three components: Oracle Functional Test for regression testing, UI-based, and load testing for performance, and Test Manager for orchestrating test reporting and defect reporting and so on.
Right.
So what I want to talk about is basically the functional test. So with the 12.3 version, we have the ODES team has introduced a new feature called Flow Builder. So the traditional, testing tools kind of have a record and playback where you record your actions and then you can replay that. With Flow Builder, you get an alternative approach of generating test threads using keyword. It's a keyword-driven test framework. So that is of value by itself for any customer who wants to use Oats to test.
Sure.
But, what can we do more, right? So what EBS did, we actually worked very closely with them to precede test content. So what we announced basically was we are delivering 2,000 components. So when I say a component, it's something like a unit of functionality like a purchase order header or a purchase order line or a sales receiving or creating an invoice, that level of granularity. We have announced 2,000 business components and 200 flows where you can do transactions like order to cash and so on, pre-built, that you can take and then add your own data and then create or generate your automation test scripts, which you can then run in a repeated mode. So that is, I think, a huge win for the folks who want to test.
Now, when you were telling the customers that, how did they react?
There was a lot of interest. So we had actually so many questions and answers. Actually, they had to move us out of the thing because we were taking it to the next session. So there's a lot of interest. And I think we also need to get the message across to partners because I'm getting a lot of traction from customers. Who are the partners we can work with
who
can actually deliver this? So there's a lot of buzz which is happening. And, I get information. I get reports from the demo booth that have been a constant stream of EBS customers have been asking, we want to see this, we want to see more demos and, follow-up meetings and so on.
So isn't it a little bit tough sometimes to be in the inner circle like this? You've known this for a long time. Isn't it hard to, bite your tongue and not share stuff early?
Too
soon, right?
There were at least two meetings yesterday with customers who actually pulled out their sales rep saying, why did you not tell this to us before? And I said, don't beat them up. We made this announcement here yesterday and they couldn't have told you. But no, we made some decisions. It would have been great if we had this.
If we would have known this,
Sure.
Three months ago.
Right. So,
But that's a constant challenge in the business, right? Your products are always evolving and you're always testing. And then when you finally release it, then they're like, how come you didn't tell us before? It's like, you can't win no matter what, right?
Right. So, there were so many conversations I was having with customers where I could have answered them with this.
Right. But
I had to wait. And now it's a big relief. I can use this too.
Now, what versions of EBS does this support?
So, we actually announced it support out of the box for 12.1.3.
Right.
Because 12.2 was announced a week ago anyway, right? So we will shortly have 12.2 available as well.
Uh-huh.
So, how much fun is this to know that all these people are here because they are using and helping other people use Oracle products and services, you must feel great.
So how much are you prepared for it? Every time I'm kind of overwhelmed, right? It never ceases to amaze me, the kind of ecosystem. And I was actually telling this joke to a friend of mine yesterday, saying that, you know, if you want to catch up with old friends in the U.S., the best place to go is Oracle Open World. And I get people I've worked with 10 years who have worked with me, but they're all still in the Oracle ecosystem, right? They're either customers, they're the partners, and everybody's still engaged. And it's just so great to see, you know, friends from different vintages going back like 10 years who are still in the Oracle ecosystem.
How long have you worked with Oracle?
I'm coming up on 12 years this December.
So you've seen the Oracle Open World over the years. How does this one compare to the other one?
This is personal for me because, you know, I'm finally having an announcement. I'm not just coming as a visitor and being on customer calls, but I'm actually offering something directly to the customer. So this has been the best
special.
So far. It's very special and been the best so far for me.
Now, 12 years ago, there weren't 60, 70,000 people here, right?
Yeah, I was not here 12 years ago, so I wouldn't know.
But now, I mean, you're taking over the city. This is probably one of the biggest conferences in the city, I would imagine.
Right, and when I go out, you know, previously it used to be pretty much Moscone, and then, you know, every year, it seems to grow
more and more hotels, streets.
Yeah. So I'm at the Hilton, and the street outside Hilton is taken over from the Java conference, and each time the more hotels are being added on.
Now, the coffee here, kudos on the coffee here in San Francisco. Is the coffee good where you're from?
We have a kind of a percolator-based coffee.
Right.
So I don't think it'll be a hit in America. It's more
milky. It's a different kind of thing.
But I know I discovered the salted caramel latte, and I've fallen in love with it.
Oh, and I want to ask him your question. How has this radio interview compared with the other radio interviews you've had today?
This has been the best ever and the first ever.
So now, can you talk a little bit about regarding the test cases? Are you using this tool internally at Oracle?
Right. So the whole genesis of the idea was, you know, we were having to solve this problem of using Oracle tools to test Oracle applications.
Right.
And I said, let's not solve it in a way that it provides benefit to us, but also provides benefit to our
customers
and partners. So that was the design input when we started doing this. And it was a great collaborative effort between EBS and the OATS group, which kind of co-developed the solution. And we have been using it internally for almost 2 years now, refining it for the last 2 years. And, you know, it's great to see.
So now it's fully baked and it's out there and available.
It's available, yeah.
So how do you go back home and, I don't know, just sort of, what's the word, decompress from an experience like this when you get back
home?
You
get so immersed in this environment for I know you've been working on it for months probably, but this, you get all these people and it's just overwhelming, the stimulus.
And your team, they look at you like you're crazy for a week or two.
Do they give you like a week off after this?
No, they don't. And actually, every day after the Open World, I go back and I start posting these pictures and, you know, snippets onto my Facebook and emailing to my team back home. And they have so many questions. How did this recede? What did they say about this? You know, people like it. I just put a photograph of, you know, the customers in my session. I had like 20 likes within half an hour. So there's a huge bunch of people back home in India who are waiting and watching at each word what we are trying to give information. So I'm going to have a lot of debrief sessions and take a lot of notes and go and share this message, because they couldn't be here, but I'm sure they'd all love to be part of this experience.
Right, and the education here is amazing. Like, the customers are just raving about how much education and how much they appreciate, you know, getting that kind of information right from the horse's mouth. I mean, it's just really a great event.
Right, absolutely. And I think you cannot get enough comfort from the fact that, you know, when you hear somebody from product development, from Oracle, the comfort that it comes when they say, okay, this is what we're doing and this is how we will support you. Customers want that, you know, and they love it when we are able to do
something. And you can tell, because go to the demos area, it's jam-packed with people.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's nonstop. You know, as soon as the hall opens to when it closes, there's somebody there.
Well, absolutely. And you can see Oracle's commitment, propensity for genuinely listening to the voice of the customer. I mean, the commitment to the relationships with user groups like OEUG and others, that's really important to you guys, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the things which Cliff has mentioned this time is, you know, providing more visibility into our investment process of what ERs we're going to build. you know, letting our customers, I mean, the whole change to the ER process that he announced, where you can vote for things, you can see who else is having the same problem. I think that's an absolute step in the right direction. And, you know, like you said, it's more democratization of decision making. Right, and we're going to see that more and more.
And when you listen to your customers and see the pain they're having and the challenges they have, and then you can solve them, it just cements the relationship even more.
Absolutely, and it's very interesting because when we tell them how we went about designing this product, for example, it just so much resonates with them. You can see the heads nodding.
Right, it makes sense.
Yeah, right.
It's not like you just didn't do this for some crazy reason that was only for you. And the beauty of this, the testing, is you were using it internally.
Absolutely. And that brings a lot of credibility to the solution. Right. When I tell them, like, okay, this is the same product
that we use. Right, it's good enough for us, so it should be good enough for you, right?
And that's the same conversation when we have with the Oats Group, is we always tell them, VR, you're going to be your toughest customer. If you can convince me, you can sell to anybody else.
Exactly.
Right? So they are very interested in working with us to ensure that they address all our problems, because they know for sure if they can make us happy, they can make any customer
happy.
What a fantastic way to wrap up the broadcast. You have made this an absolute delight. Thanks so much for coming by and visiting with us, man.
Thanks for hosting me. It's, you know, great to be here.
Yes, sir. Okay, I think that's a wrap, gang, from the show floor of Oracle Open World 2013. We'll see you at the next one.